I'm used to handing this off to somebody else. Nobody would take it this morning. So I guess it's me. Let's have a blessing before the reading of the Torah, or the learning of the Torah. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who has made us holy through your commandments and has commanded us to actively study Torah. Please, Hashem, our God, sweeten the words of your Torah in our mouths and in the mouths of all your people. May we and our offspring and our offspring's offspring and all the offspring of your people, may we all together know your name and study your Torah for the sake of fulfilling your desire. Blessed are you, Hashem, who teaches Torah to your people. Amen. Today's Torah, Yitro, or Jethro, and not the Clampets. Yeah. As Chris was saying this morning, this portion today was a little baffling to me because I had decided what I was going to do, and then I got to reading, and I went back into the Hebrew, and I found something that surprised me. And it said that Jethro made an elevated sacrifice. And the period that that's in didn't correspond to my thinking because the tabernacle wasn't built yet. So what was he talking about, or what are they talking about here? So it got me to studying, and I found out that it was quite surprising what an elevated sacrifice was at that time. But that's for another time. This is not what I'm going to be talking about today. A portion of the Parasha Yitro contains perhaps the most popular of all biblical verses, the Ten Commandments. But I'm not going to be talking about that either. It also contains a lot more, as most of them do, and it contains something that that really struck me, because it seems like that I look around, and I've been to a few churches in the last couple of weeks because of a funeral and other things, and people seem to be kind of down. I don't know whether it's the weather or what it is, but it just seems that there's a lot of lacking of spiritual needs. And today, Hashem's proclamation defining his people as the most treasured in the world. What makes a Jew chosen? Well, before giving the Torah to them, Hashem gives some prerequisites. And now, if you hearken well to me and observe my covenant, you shall be to me the most beloved treasure of all people, for mine is the entire world. And that's 19:5, Exodus 19:5. Well, guess what? The exclusivity is not dependent upon the birthright. If you read that, it says that if you do what I want you to do, basically, you will be my treasured people. So it doesn't make any difference whether you were born to Jew or who you were born to. If you commit to what God has, you're one of his treasures. Doesn't make any difference. if you were born in Oklahoma like I was. Yeah. But it doesn't make a bit of difference. God loves you if you commit to Him. Isn't that exciting? And it keeps moving right along. When Yeshua came, it says in Mark 16, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that doesn't shall be lost. Well, that's all well and good, but there needs to be a little clarification made here. It says, for mine is the entire world. Why did he throw that in there? What does that mean to us? He already says we're treasured. And it got me to thinking, the entire world, he's the master of the universe, and he picks us as a treasure. And it made me think of an old Jewish Bubba tale. You didn't know I had a story, did you? Sadie Goldberg lived in an apartment on New York's Lower East Side for about 50 years. Her son, David, had made it big in the corporate world as a cosmopolitan businessman. Wheeling and dealing, traveling to places as far-flung as the Himalayas and the Russian Ural Mountains. And of course, he shopped in the finest Paris boutiques and European stores of his and European stores on his excursions to the more civilized portions of the world. For his mother's 75th birthday, David decided to send her a gift of finest Russian caviar and Francis most exquisite champagne from the hotel suite in Paris. He had the items shipped on a one-day delivery, the champagne and caviar and ice. A few days later, David called his mother. Ma, he asked, did you receive package? Sure, I received package, his mother said. Didn't seem too excited about it. Well, how was it? David asked in anticipation. All he heard was a sigh, then a pause. To tell the truth, said Sadie, the ginger ale was very sour and the blackberry jelly tasted too salty. What makes a treasure? What defines glory? If you live in an apartment and your treasure is crackers and schmaltz herring, then you got your head in the sand like an ostrich. And we as believers are sometimes that way. Sure, we're treasures. But what are we treasures of? Crackers and herring? No. Of all this entire world, universe, our Father in heaven, Abba, has picked us as his treasures. We have to look at it that way. We're not stuck in some safe someplace where nobody can see us. He put us out here in front. He loves us. Can you imagine? We're treasures of the whole world. That's how he looks at us. We need to look at ourselves that way, too. We don't always. Get out of the compartment. See the world and be that treasure that God wants you to be. Because he has chosen those who chose him. Amen. Shabbat shalom.